You should have put it in the oven. Come on, somebody. Don't let nothing distract you from the moment, the season that you're in to be able to receive from the Lord. Well, I'm in a hurry. Change the next Sunday. Don't be in a hurry. Because God ain't in no hurry. I mean, he's very good about working in our life, and he's not really in a big hurry. And he don't want us to be in a big hurry.
Amen.
He wants us to be laid back people like he is. You can't move God. He's laid back. He's resting. He finished his work, and he's still enjoying it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. So anyways, I don't feel it now. We got rid of it.
Amen.
Y'all, give the Lord some praise today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We started talking about the power of God's word. I guess this would be part two. There's power in the word of God to save. He sent his word and heal them.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we gain knowledge of who we are.
Yes.
That's power in that.
Amen.
Knowledge of what we have. There's power in God's word. God's word contains faith. It contains the will of God. It contains the faith of God. That's why people that want to come. I was thinking about the spring. I was listening to Jensen Franklin this morning. And he was talking about sometimes, going forward is going back. And I go, well, I got to listen to this,
Yeah.
And when he got done, I thought about how old the streets down there. When I was going on the streets of Onion, I thought I'm going to have to ride back down there and just get out on that parking lot. I've been healed on that parking lot.
Yeah.
But he was thinking, what he was saying is, we don't go back, but we stir up the things that God has done in our lives.
That's
and
right.
God in our lives, Well, how many knows the Word of God does that?
That's right.
There's power in the Word of God to save, to heal, to deliver, to strength, to transform. They tried to teach Travis in school about evolution, Bang, and there we was. Frog leg or something, splat. Then we evolved. We evolved from monkeys and different things. They try to teach, because they can't explain creation without reading the Bible. And so they try to come up with all these theories of how mankind evolved from whatever they think in their mind, when the Bible says that God created us in his image and likeness.
Amen.
And so they couldn't fool Travis. He told me one day, he said, Dad, they said that I evolved from something. I said, well, what happened, son? He said, I told them, no, God made me. I'm made in the image. See how powerful God's word was? He had God's word before they ever got to him in that.
Right.
And that couldn't change him. The power of God's word shielded him from the lie.
That's right.
Well, the power of God's word shields me and you from lies.
Glory
The Bible says that we're kings and priests unto God. And I've had people tell me since I got saved, you'll never be nobody. Mm-hmm. Your business will go under. I heard it through people, and they tried to prophesy it. But you know what? Just like Teresa, was talking about this morning, I refused to curse myself.
Right.
I knew that God had blessed me, and I wasn't gonna hear that, and I'd come back to the enemy and say, no, God's word says that greater is he that is in. If God is for me, who can be against me? He said he would supply all of my needs. You might say, well, that's a good story, brother. No, what are you doing? God's word's God's word. God's word, wherever it's planted, brings a harvest.
Amen.
God's word brings a harvest. I went and planted, and sometimes it takes a little time. You got to be steadfast in the word. You got to be steadfast confessing the word. Steadfast meditating. Steadfast standing against the enemy with the word of God. The Bible says it's the sword of the Spirit. I went and I planted grass on my land that the Lord gave me and Travis several years ago. And I planted that grass, and it was about a year later, I guess, and I had a guy come over and brought me some cows. Okay? And he backs out there, and he looks around, and he said, hey, you may have to feed them a little bit. There ain't no grass out here. And I said, well, I planted grass 2.5 years ago. So I'm watching the cows, you know, anyways. Well, I went over there and I thought, glory to God, it's just a matter of time. This is like dry places in the desert. God's blessings on it. But God did, it'll grow grass. And I spoke over the thing. I wouldn't listen. This thing will never grow grass. This is just church land. You know, and all that. And I thought, well, we got the blessing working. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, how many knows the Bible says the blessing of the Lord makes you rich? Adds no sorrow. Then there ain't no need me sitting back and saying, I'm not going to be blessed. It's just not going to happen. Why? Because I got the power of God's word working in my favor, the Holy Spirit, the angels of God, God Almighty himself, and the things that he's already spoken into my life and put into my life that I'm walking out and you're walking out.
Hallelujah.
Well, I drove out there across the other day and I thought, man, this grass is outrunning them cows, every square inch of it.
Amen.
They can't eat it fast enough nowadays. They can't eat it that fast. It's outrunning them. The grass is outrunning them. I thought, yep, I can have whatever, however many cows I want on here, by God.
Amen.
I prophesied that thing will be blessed and it's blessed, and I've not even fertilized it yet. Just wait till I fertilize it.
That's right.
What I'm saying here is, see, things are things. We can't let things dictate things in our life. What it is, the word dictates. We need to base our life based on the word of God. And you know, you might feel like a loser. You may feel, your thoughts may come, you're a loser. But you cast them thoughts down and say, no, I'm geared to win. My better days are ahead of me. The best is yet to come, but God, I'm greater as he than God's doing a work. You've got to come back with the word of God. And you've got to rehearse the word of God. You've got to lay down or stand there or whatever and tell God, thank you for the power of your word, God, that is quickened to me by your Holy Spirit, that I am going somewhere, that I am going to be somebody and do things for you. And y'all guys that have got ministry, get put your big boy panties on.
Yep.
I'm called to preach, but I ain't got time. Time is on your side.
That's right.
You ain't just, no, listen, bless God, you ain't going, somebody told me the other day, they stand there and actually, I was in the Parks house down here. He said, you know, he said, you accepted the call. I've heard people say that they run from the call of God. I said, well, I never did. I didn't have time to run. I'd done been running for 27 years.
Right.
I said, you know, I said, I guess I can understand that. You know, you don't want to go do it. He said, well, it's what I was going to say. You know, I don't know if I can handle that or not, you know, in my life. You know, and being a preacher and all of that stuff, you know. And he said, I'm just commend you. I said, well, look, man. I said, it don't make no difference if it's being a preacher or if it's being a Christian or if it's being a father or all of that. I said, the same grace that works in preachers to preach works in marriages, works in families, works in ministry, works in church, if we apply it.
That's right.
I said, now I find in my life that I have a blessed life because I am in the will of God. I find that the will of God is the best place a person, a preacher, person can be, is in the will of God. Because the will of God brings the grace of God. And the grace of God is not just unmerited favor. It is the power of God to be who he's called us to be. It's the power of God to become and grow and develop in the things that God has in our life. You know, the most important thing in our life is not making money.
Right.
We don't need to let money be our God.
Right.
I'm not talking about tithes at all. I'm talking about going after money. I'm talking about to survive, to live. And if we don't renew our mind, we're like, well, Brother Scotty, we got to have money to survive. Who said we didn't? Nobody said we did. That we didn't. But we do know that God said he'd supply, right?
Right.
I thought, you know what? We don't got to have nothing but God. Well, we get up there, you ain't that, Alabama Power's not up there.
Right.
He is light.
Amen.
And in him is no darkness. There ain't going to be no getting tired, weary, wore out, burnout. There ain't none of that there. And we're supposed to be like God here.
Yeah.
That's right.
I agree with working, but I disagree with not spending time with the things you need to be spending time with.
Right.
I mean, I agree. Every man needs a job. It actually upsets me when a man lays around the house and don't have one. That bothers me. I can't find one. What am I? Give me an offering. $5 out of your wallet right now. We'll give it to Jesus. And by tomorrow, probably, you'll have somebody calling you for a job.
That's true.
Well, I don't want to work. I'm burnt out. It's because you ain't doing it God's way.
That's right.
I don't get burnt out when I'm yielding to the Spirit like Dunny was talking about. Thank you, Lord. I don't feel like going to work today. I'm not going to work for money today, God. Thank you that the blessing of the Lord makes me rich and has no... Yes, I got a good name. And yes, I answer that phone. And yes, I go put God doors in, Lord. But Lord, you're my ultimate source. You're my God. And money's not my God. And God, thank you that you give me the grace and the ability to run this business, that this business don't run me. Thank you, Lord, that you give me the ability to own money, and money don't own me.
Glory,
I pulled out a wad out of my pocket this morning. In church, going to give it to somebody. The Lord said, I didn't tell you that. I said, yes, sir. I was grieved. I didn't tell you to do that. Well, if he tells me not to do it, same difference, disobedience, right? Out of my compassion and passion to help people, you know, if I find out something, I say, I'm going to help them.
That's right.
But sometimes God says, no. Yeah. Don't do it. Had a job come up the other day and make probably about 5, 6, 7. I turned it down. I felt in my spirit, this, you don't need to go but take that job. $10,000 with a year of trouble, it ain't worth it. Right? The Bible says those that are led by money, these are the sons of God.
No.
Jobs?
No.
Feelings?
No.
Emotions?
No.
Bills? No. It says those that are led by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
These are the sons of God.
Yes, Father.
Hallelujah. And so the Word of God, give me that Hebrews 4, please. It says, for the Word of God is quick. Let me put a comma there, Paul did. Quick means alive. See, I don't read the Bible like it's a Reader's Digest.
Right.
You know, I don't look at it like that. I look at it like it's alive.
That's right.
And I'm like, God, if I read this alive Bible, and I meditate on this living Bible, living Word, then it's going to do what it says it'll do. It said it's quick and powerful. Somebody say God's word's powerful.
Powerful.
Well, really got to, I know the word, but you got to get that goat out of the way. Get that butt out of the way.
Yeah.
Don't say we know what God's word, but you don't understand or see. You got to get all of that out of the way. God's word can't be powerful in that.
That's right.
God's word is what it is. It says what it says, and it'll do what it says when it's applied to what it says.
That's right.
I mean, just look at Peter. Here Peter is out there. He just like us. I mean, I've tried to walk on the water, Johnny. You sink. I mean, I have. I thought, well, but God, I got the faith that Peter, you know, got the same faith. Go out there and sink. I mean, every time I would try to sink, I mean, no matter how much I tried, I did it several times. Peter walked on the water, but God, Jesus did. Now I know I can. The only difference between me and Peter, God didn't tell me to walk on the water. I didn't have the word on it.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. Don't try to walk on the water unless God's told you to walk on the water. Right? You got the word on it. I'm just talking about the power of the word. Jesus told him, he said, come. And he got up and he went. And on that, and as long as he was looking at Jesus, standing on that word, focused on the word. How many know Jesus? They said, well, that was Jesus. Now the Bible says Jesus he became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Word made flesh. So he would walk, the Word was walking on the water. And the Word said, come. And but God, he went and walked on. Then he got to looking at them circumstances again. Come on, somebody. You can't walk on, live, you can't stand on God's word at part-time. Focus on your troubles. Focus on your troubles part-time. Not going to happen. You got to stay focused on what God has said in his word. If he said, but God, you're debt-free, well, then don't look at all the debt that you're in. Just go towards debt-free. Sow seeds. Plead God. Lay hands on it. Say, I own you. You just me, not the bank. I've done one time, I've done the million in my house, and it's almost there.
Amen.
Almost there. Now I could have went by and said, you're driving me to work. You're driving me to work. I'd rather drive a Pinto with no payments than drive this Silverado with payments. That's a bad attitude. You got to say, no, glory to God, wouldn't mind driving a Pinto, but thank you, Lord, I drive my nice Silverado, and I own it, it don't own me. Me and the bank don't own it anymore. And then you know what? The Bible says to owe no man nothing but to love them. That means don't be in debt. The Bible says that the borrower belongs to the lender. They don't own me. Oh, you see them every month? And that interest is chain, chain, chain. Come on, baby. Give me 250 and 250's interest. I done been there none of that. I paid nearly $200,000 for my $100,000 house. Don't tell me it ain't no interest. Hello? And the first time I got it, looked at it, I give it to Teresa. I said, don't bring me that again. I ain't going to look at that every month. I'm not going to focus on that every month. I want to get rid of this house. But you know what? Bless God. Time has went on. Praise God. Wouldn't look at that. Looking at God. Praise God. Looking to the Lord. Now, my interest is down. It wouldn't pay me to borrow nothing to pay it off. But what I'm saying here is we got to let God's word dominate our thinking with our kids. I was thinking about this. My grandkid, Aubrey, was one. I mean, I want to pray for her, and she'd be like,
no, no, Pastor, don't pray. No, no, no.
I mean, it was like Jesus was a curse. She's 2 or 3 years old, you know. And now, when Grandma takes her to school, she told me the other day, she said, Papa, I need you to pray for me. Pray for me. I'm like, swerving, God, swerving. I wouldn't look at it, Lord. I wouldn't give in to it, Lord. I wouldn't let her hurt my feelings, God. I wouldn't let her, because you're the best thing that's ever happened to me. And you're the only path for them, God. Without you in their life, God, their lives are going to be nothing.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen to my grandbabies.
That's right.
Not going to happen. And now she's, Papa, I need you to pray for me. And he'll come right behind her. Papa, I need you to pray for me. What you got, boy? Just pray for me. He's 3. He's just doing what Aubrey does. You know. But what I'm saying is, you know, I told the Lord, Jesus is not a curse to her. She don't understand, Lord. She don't understand you're really, really real. She don't know you're real at 3 or 4 years old unless she's had an experience with you, Lord. The only thing she knows is we're telling her that Jesus died on the cross. Let's pray for Sister Johnny, Sister Susie, whoever, you know, hearing that, coming to church, watching me and you sing and praise the Lord and sitting in. Watching us, you're preaching and all that, going out with our happy little Christian lives and having all of our victory coming in. That's how they learn how to serve Jesus. Yeah. They learn by our example.
That's right.
I thought about it. You know, I thought about it the other day. I thought, God, I'm not going to be at home with my grandbabies and they'll never hear Papa say anything about God and Jesus. And you know what? I told them the other day, I said, you know what, Papa planted this. God's giving you fruit on this vineyard that Papa planted for you. God's giving increase. Well, how can I say that? I tried to have apples for 5 years. I'm loaded this year. I kept selling the blessing on it, praise God. The blessing of the Lord, hallelujah, on it. And letting them know that God is involved in everything. Well, they need to come to age accountability. You wait till they get there, whatever the church thinks it is the wrong time to start teaching them about Jesus. 14 or 15 is not too late, but bless God, it's a way down the road past what ought to be.
Amen.
Travis left notes on sticking on our refrigerator and stuff about fasting. Because God's word was powerful to me, Johnny. This is the fast that I've chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and that you let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. That word meant something to me, that if I would fast, that I would undo heavy burdens, that yokes would be broken, all of that. So I've always truly believed in consecrating myself to God through fasting and praying and seeking Him. Yes, and starving this flesh. Yes, I'll get up at 4:00 starving when I'm going to fast most of the time. At 4:00 in the morning, I don't wake up till 6 something, bless God. Somebody will buy me a biscuit. I told Dave them the other day, I said I went to fast. I said they brought me a big old chocolate cake. These heathens. Never happened till I was fasting. Satan tried to set me up and teaching us about the tricks and wiles of the devil. When we were on consecrating ourselves to God, if we think Satan ain't going to try to throw some wrench in there, let God, we ain't geared up with the word of God. The Bible says, gird up the loins of our mind. Prepare it for action.
Amen.
Bible says in Romans 12:2, see how powerful God's word is to give us the instruction that the enemy can't hold us back, that the flesh can't just keep holding us in bondage, that we get freer and freer as we go on in the Lord. Hallelujah. This flesh will hold me bondage to fear, finances. No, it ain't going to me. No, it ain't. Let God, I confess over myself pretty often, sin has no dominion over me according to your word, God. God, greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. Me and Teresa got a little heated argument yesterday about nothing, you know. And I thought, well, I looked at her and I said, well, why don't you just get a divorce? There it is. There it is. I mean, here it goes, you know. So I went off, got in the truck, left, went over and looked, just sat down in the middle of the cows. And I thought, I'm not going to church tomorrow. And I thought, what are they going to do? Well, I don't know what y'all going to do. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. He already knows what he's going to do. His trust ain't in me. His trust is in the Lord. Well, you're supposed to be a leader. What do you do before your kids? What do you do before your brothers and sisters? Don't give me that. You're supposed to be a leader, garbage. Come on, we all supposed to be winning this fight. We all supposed to be engaged in the warfare, changing our surroundings, changing our families, changing the way that our grandkids and kids think, right? Hallelujah. Don't give me that it's all on the leaders. No, it ain't all on the leaders. The leader leads us into the word of God, brings us together, orchestrates under an anointing, preaches the word of God. But we go out a unified church. A storm come to this church, it only got one so far. Two. But we're gonna gain them back.
Amen.
Somebody come in and said, "Why not catch them at home?" I said, "Yeah, I've been thinking the same thing." Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I don't believe in losing. I believe in win, win, win. I'm like Trump. Win, win, win. Win, win, win. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, it says, don't be conformed to this world. What does the world say? Off to work I go. Got to go beat down the path again. Got them bills due. I hear it out there at the gas pump. In the church. I'm like, church should be saying that garbage.
Right, right.
Let no corrupt communication proceed out of our mouth.
Right.
But that which ministers grace to the hearer. How does that minister grace? I'm just in that so much. I know I'm a Christian, but good God Almighty, I can't see daylight. Shut that up. Nobody knows. We all been there. I've been there where I couldn't breathe financially. And you know what? It brought me to a place of sick of all of it. Sick of that debt. Sick of that owing. Sick of them bills that I created for myself, that God. And I got on my knees on my back porch and I said, God, I repent in the name of Jesus. I built this debt, Lord, to where I got to go to work just to survive, God. And I'm sorry, Father, that I made these choices myself. You didn't tell me to do it, God. And I just believe by faith. I mean, don't do it by faith. Do it by the, you hear it. I said, Lord, with your help, God, now I'm turning to the Word. Lord, with your help, God, I'll not do it again. I'll be led by you in everything I do, God. Not by what I think I'm going to need, by what it looks like I need in my business. I make wrong business choices and put us financially strained. Over $1,000 a month truck payment plus insurance. That's ridiculous. All of mine gets me the same place today, then I own them. All of them. Own them. Own. Somebody say own. That feels good. Well, you know what? God did. He went on and God began to line things up. He said, I want you to sell that. I thought, I got to have that. I got to have that. I thought, well, bless God. If God said it, I don't got to have it. I said, well, I'm not going to try to sell it. Lord, you line it up. I went into the parts house one day and just sat there and Max, her name was Maxie. She said, Willie's looking for a truck. I thought, I got one. I said, I got one. She said, he's wanting a Dodge. I said, I've got one. She said, he's wanting a diesel. I said, well, I've got one. She said, he's wanting a 5-speed. I said, I had it. She said, is it 4-wheel drive? I said, it's his truck. I know it. And she said, how much you own? I said, I don't know. I called the bank to see how much I own. I thought, I'm not selling one. Oh, I got money in this truck, you know. So I called the bank, you know, this right here. And I said, okay. So I walked back in there. I said, it's sitting right out here. I said, you know, I'll take this for it. She calls Willie up. Willie comes over there. Can I drive it? I said, you take it home, will you, baby? Take me home. I thought, this is your truck. And I'm fixing to come out. Woo, coming out, Lord. That was a sign. Although I didn't need one. I don't know why I'm on this, but I'm telling you right now, be led or you will be snap loaded. I get them all the time. I got one in my pocket right now, $7,500 credit card. I owe nothing on. I've owed on it, and I'd speak to it. I owe nothing on you, blessed God. I'll use you and abuse you like you did me. If I use you, I'm going to put it on you, and I'm going to pay you off before I pay a lick of interest. I'm going to abuse you like you did me. Hallelujah. Turn that table. See, God's Word has the power to transform us to the place. And I don't believe today that I can't have a vehicle. I believe I can ask God and bring an offering to the house of God and believe God, but God, just like I did the service truck. I hold on that other one. It wasn't worth nothing hardly when I got done with it. And but God, I refused to go in debt with that truck that I just bought. And I was able to pay $13,000 cash for that truck. Did not have the money when we started believing. Went in one day and Teresa, she said, yeah, you know, God, dude, you're believing something down in nature. You know, and I thought, what'd she think? They ain't believing God or something? She said, if you don't believe in God, it doesn't be here. And I'm like, well, that's God. The Bible says we have, you know, what sort of things we desire, we pray, believe we, when it's in line with God's Word. So I told God, I said, well, God, it's my fault. I mean, those we can hold up the blessing. And so I went to God and I said, okay, God, I just believe I received a service truck like me and Teresa seen up yonder in Boaz up yonder, Lord. Had the nice Chevy, you know, with the big hood and had this dang nice, man. You know, extended cab. And I said, I just believe I receive it, God, right now in the name of Jesus. You said, oh, no man, nothing, Lord, and I'm not turning that bank again. Glory to God, Lord, I can walk out tomorrow, back God, no payments on it, Lord. But you said, oh, no man, nothing but to love them. And black God, I'm not going to go in debt again for not another truck, Lord. I just believe I receive it right now. You got to act on faith doing this stuff because you can't see it. Now it's out of your ability to make it happen. You can't make it happen if you're going to trust God. You've got to wait on God and let God change your husband, change your wife, change your kids, change your financial system. You've got to trust God.
Amen.
You know what? I'm driving it today.
Amen.
Big old 6-0, pay cash money, cash. With the devil, he's like, well, you got to have a tractor. You got to have a tractor. This is embarrassing. I'm loading that hay, blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, you know, I got to have a tractor. He lied to you. You ain't got to have nothing. Roll it off.
Right.
Roll it in there. Come on, somebody. We used to tie chains and stuff, right? And drag it. What we think? We can't do roughing again? I mean, we let the devil fool us. I thought, yeah, well. And I'm on Facebook, called him up. I said, I want a 45-horse tractor. I want a front-end loader on it. I want a hay this and hay that. I want spears and box blades and bush hogs. I had it all set up. I want the trailer too, man. Just get the package deal. Satan is like, get the package deal. You might as well go all the way, baby. So I called the dude. He said, well, come over and look. I said, I'm not coming over to look. I want a tractor that'll lift 1,200-pound roll of hay. I said, one on the back and tow the 1,200 on the back. One on the front, one on the back. I want a box blade and this and that and all that. I said, I want the trailer. I said, just figure it all up for me. And he said, you don't want to come look? They don't let me come look. It's brand new, ain't it? Yeah, got a warranty, right? Yeah. I said, get it. I gave him my social security number. I said, here, fix it up. I said, I'm coming to get it. He called me the next day. I believe it was the next day. Might have been the same day. Hey, Mr. Weston, this is Mr. Weston. This is him. He said, come get your tractor, buddy. He said, we would have it all serviced up and ready for you and all that, you know. And I told him, I said, how many months did you go, man? He said, 84. I'm like, 84. How many years is that? I'm like, good God Almighty. I said, how much is the payments? See, we don't like to ask that. We just want it. I said, how much is the payment? He told me how much he got down to 84 months. I said, well, that ain't bad, that's bad. I said, okay, let me call you back, man. I'm not feeling good, Johnny. And so I figured it up. I figured it up. 84 times $300-something a month. I'm going to pay $45,000 for a $25,000 tractor. But 84 easy payments.
Right.
And I thought, glory to God, Lord, I mean, I said, Lord, I'm not going to get this, Lord. I know you can meet my payment needs, Lord. You're big enough, but I'm sick of this debt, Lord. I remember how it was in bondage, where I got to make $1,000 a week or I'm going under. I thought, that's crazy, God. I'm not doing it. I'm not carrying myself back. See, me and you have the ability to hook ourselves. We can hook ourselves. If we're led by the Spirit, we won't be hooked. And we'll never be strapped. And if he tells you to go buy 1,500 houses, you go buy them because you'll be okay. You can even get them from the bank. He'll tell. I'm not saying God won't tell you to borrow. I don't know. We got to be led. Satan's out to kill, steal, and destroy. Well, anyhow, I'll make a long story short on the tractor. I stood over there and I refused to do it. I called the guy up. I said, listen, man. I said, I appreciate everything you've done. I said, give me your address. How much I owe you. I'm not going in debt. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not willing to do it. Boy, I was a hard one, Shannon. I mean, brand new tractor. Whoo, no trouble. You ain't got to jump it off. You ain't got to roll it off. You ain't got to weld the bucket for you can get the hay. You ain't got to stop all the leaks. You ain't got to add 25 gallons of hydraulic fluid every month. But I counted the cost. And you know what? I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it, but God, but I'm not going in debt, and I will have me a four-wheel drive tractor. But God, I will have it. I'll receive it right now because I do need it, God, to take care of this stuff up here, but God. And you know what? Just a week or two later, my brother, I had sold him a tractor, four-wheel drive tractor, and the part needed a $700 part is all the tractor needed. Run good. I drove it. Four-wheel drive, everything, front-end loader. And he told me he had bought him a new tractor, and he called me up and he said, you know, I've been debating on who to give this tractor to, and I was praying about it, and God told me to give you that tractor back. I said, well, praise God. Hallelujah. I hung up the phone and I said, Dad, Liar!
Hallelujah.
I went and put that tractor back together, but God, and I own it. Nobody owns it. 84 payments, nada, nada. You say, well, bravo, brother. No, well, you just don't know. I didn't tell you how bad I wanted that tractor, how I really wanted that tractor, how my flesh really wanted that tractor, man. Make it easy on me, all that. But now I walk up there and I look, and I say, hey, baby, you ain't going to mean nothing, baby. Got that tractor. See, I'm not just telling you a story. You got to work with the working of the Holy Spirit, kill that flesh in that stuff, that God, and make up your mind that God is big enough to get you what you need when you need it. But God, I mean, if you really stand on God's word, that's the power of God's word. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any, piercing even dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner. We need that one. To discern whether it's the Lord. Well, I need it. How do you know? How do you know you need it? Has the Lord told you you need it? How do you know? Because, I mean, just like I was going by a second scissor with it. I told Teresa, I said, I need it. She said, do you? I went out and I thought about it and I thought, well, can I make it without it? Can I make it without it? I didn't buy that other $5,000 scissor with it. I don't need it. Ended up, I ain't got as much commercial right now going on. And so I would just have one sitting there and the battery's going bad. See, I didn't need what I thought. Now, if it comes to the point to where I need it, I can pick right up my faith while I got fixing to do, and I'll get it when I need it, right? See, we got to let God's word dump. I don't know why I had to get on all that. Wasn't in my sermon. Hallelujah. But you know what? God don't want us so far in debt we can't enjoy our lives. I went and bought me a fishing boat. Mirror. It's a miracle, man. I thought, but God, I'm fishing to go fishing. I got a pontoon sitting up there. Won't you use it? I don't want it. I want that little fishing boat. I'm going to the pond. Me and Dave's going to drag us 13 pounders. 14, Travis wants to go there. Now they got me a little two-man boat, but wanted a trailer, and I thought, well, I ain't going out and buy one. So I called up my brother. Hey, man, you got that boat? Yeah, I got that trailer. I spent Friday pulling it out of there. Got me a trailer for it now. That's God. Made just for the boat that I got. I'm going fishing, Donnie. I'm going fishing. How you know? Because I know I'm going to have me a Sabbath every now and then. That means I do what I want to do on that day. Just exactly. And I told Teresa, I said, I'm not working on that day. That day I'm going fishing and that's it. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to create something I enjoy. Mm-hmm. See, you've got to create time for yourself. Mm-hmm. You've got to create it, praise God. You don't, that will keep you busy, like Teresa talked about, so busy. Life just flying on by. Praise God, you're not enjoying life. But let God's word dominate you. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.